freeze themselves to the point where they are now in like a hibernation mode, and they can live in the vacuum of space and re-enter our atmosphere and continue living. So that's an individual organism is able to leave Earth's atmosphere and then come back from outer space and still survive. That they're what's called an extremophile, and that means that they love extreme conditions. And I think that's one of the most extreme conditions that life could be supported in.
Wow, those tardigrades sound pretty amazing. Kind of makes you wonder why we're sending humans onto the space station, and as astronauts, we should be sending tardigrades. Could save on spacesuits. All right, so that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Emil, Sam, Tanya, for joining myself. I'm Alan, and this is UBC Sharing Science Radio. Up next is Sam Squinch's Hideaway. Tune in next week to UBC Sharing Science. We're going to get hardcore inside the Earth.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Can you hear me? I can hear myself finally. All right, headphones. Oh, that's much better. All right, my name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is my second time in the studios here at CITR, the new ones, of course. And it is Wednesday. The time is 6:30. Well, look at this. The computer here says 9:38, but no, it's 6:34. And it is a nice sunny night out, you can tell, because the new station here in the new sub at UBC has tons of windows, lots of light, and it's quite cheery. And it's, I mean, it hasn't really been broken in like the other station. The old one had been, I mean, the old station, of course, had been around for decades and decades. And it had a lot of history, just that you could feel the ghosts, if you will, at the old CITR. This one is very sort of barren still, but, you know, we're all starting to slowly fill it up with, I guess, future memories, if you will. My name is Anita B, and until 8 o'clock is where Canadian music will be happening with you all. We just heard the band Brat Kings. They are awesome. We heard the song Good Drugs from their recently released 7-inch. Now, if you know anything about Hosehead Records, well, that would be Patrick and his buddy over in Toronto. They run Hosehead Records, and they put out this 7-inch. It's a split. Well, it's called Good Drugs Watermelon. What was I going to tell you? What was I going to say? I just have my mind. My kids are here, and they're running in and out. So they're staying out of the studio. That's the new rule. I used to let them run in and out. Now I'm letting them not come in anymore because they stress me out. They're still little. Well, that's okay. Oh, all right. What can I tell you? CITR. Oh, hey, if you want to call, give me a call if you want. The number here is 604-822-2487, and that stands for UBC-CITR. That's the deal. So coming up now, we're going to hear the band Napalm Pom. This is a band out of Calgary, and they like to rock. They're pretty heavy, and they put on a really good show. I'm going to play us the song Guided by Volume, and you can find this on their record released just last fall, which is called The Unconditional Love of Napalm Pom. And without much further ado, let's take a listen here. This is Napalm Pom. We'll be right back.
I remember. For their union friends. While Canada was booming, they...
Like I knew that you would come to me and we'd run away with all our dreams. Don't you think that I'd prepare a bit to try to make it all complete? To run away is not the kind of thing that I do in a normal day. But it's so cool that we're together and we're smiling, drinking soda. I want to jump in a lake, sunshine down on a beach in the summer. I want to jump in a lake, sunshine down on a beach in the summer.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And I have my two kids running all over the place, so I'm slightly stressed out, but it's all good. It's all good. I actually personally just finished a move. Barely. I got into my new place. What is today? Today's Wednesday. I got in on Saturday, which most people would think, oh, you're done. You've moved in. It's Saturday. And you know what? No, not quite. I still had a few things, more than a few things at the old place. So I had to go back and take care of that. I hired some cleaners, some maids to come in. And they're actually called maids. That's actually the company, I believe it's called, like maids. And never, ever hire them. I just had a huge like to-do, a falling out on the phone with one of them. Basically, I paid $300 for four people to come in to clean my place. And they didn't even do my bathroom. They didn't do any of the bathrooms. So I'm going to stop complaining except to say the following. Moving sucks. Like I'm just like so stressed out. So now at least I'm finally into the new place, which is great. Everything's in there, I think. Everything that needs to be in there is in there. Can you go out with that, please? Thank you. Everything that is in there, which is good. Except now it's I can't even find like my medication, things I'm looking for, because it's all in boxes and it's still unpacked. So listening to music always seems to make me feel better. I'm feeling slightly less stressed. Yeah, music will do that. So let's see what is making me less stressed. Let's find out. What were we listening to? Oh, Lié. That's great. We listened to Lié. That's a local band consisting of girls. They're awesome. The name of that song was called Sorry, and you can find that off their record called Consent. All right, before that, we heard something from way back in the mid-90s. That would be Gob. With the song Soda, off their only Mint release. Mint Records put that one out, The World According to Gob. And that song was all about jumping in a lake. And the video is great. And I could jump in a lake right now, actually. Before that, we heard something from the Calgary band Napalm Palm with the song Guided by Volume from their record The Unconditional Love of Napalm Palm. Now, just actually, let me tell you more about myself. This is I know for a fact is what's happening to my body because I've been so stressed. I've been like developing, I know it's kind of gross, but like scalp eczema. So like eczema sort of on the back bottom portion of my scalp, which is really itchy and awful. And I'm just barely able to cope. And I know it's based on stress. I just know it. So here is the best part about this is that since I've been uber stressed, I've been super duper stressed. I believe this is what's happening is that the eczema from my scalp has now spread to my cheeks. So my cheeks now are like eczema-y, which is like brutal. And my skin just looks terrible. And I just am a freak. And I need some heavy drugs. Maybe if somebody wants to call and give me something. I don't know. What do people do nowadays? What do you kids do? Is it the heroin? I don't know. Would that make me feel better? I know it's not a good idea, but I'm at that point. 604-822-2487. All right. I don't know. Okay, so let's move on. This show is all about Canadian music, and that's why we are here. Let's keep listening to it. So let's hear something from a band that I quite like, comprised of some of my buddies. We've got Shane Sharp. We've got Deborah Cohen, who's, I don't think she's really quite in the band anymore. She was the keyboard player. Sarah Graves fronts the band. They're called High Waisted. And they have the song that's awesome. It's called Hot Date. And that's what we're going to listen to right now. So keep tuning in, folks. I'm here till 8. And then after that, from 8 until 10, you've got Val Cormier with her show, Folk Oasis. Alrighty, here is High Waisted.
I'm not afraid to die. Against Me. July 17th at the Vogue Theater. Against Me tour in support of their new album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues. With openers, Frank Hero and The Celebration, plus Annie Girl and The Flight. More info can be found on againstme.net. Advance tickets are $24.50, available at Red Cat Records, and online at ticketfly.com.
Problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate them! I hate them!
Okay, well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, sorry, folks. I'm just having some technical difficulties here. The computer is not doing, so I'm hitting a button. That should work. And then that should go there, and that's not working. I hit play. Things are not playing. Okay, let me talk then. Let me fill the air with myself. My name's Anita B., and I am trying to fill some dead air. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. From 6:30 until 8. And FYI, I'm only here every second week. That's how that works. So my one thing is not working. Okay. So let's see what else I can find. Let me see. I had some music queued up there, but that was not working. I was going to play us some spinoffs. That would be a band that was active, well, where are we at? 2015, about 12-ish years ago or so. 12, 13, 14 years ago. Comprised of my good friend Justin White, a.k.a. Justin Banal, or some people like to call him Justin Banal, Scott Williamson, and somebody else, or two other people who I'm not quite aware of. So let's not listen to the spinoffs right now. Let's see if I can get the spinoffs. I was trying to get the spinoffs going. Spinoffs. Let's try this again. And come on. It's like there is a ghost in the machine. Come on. Okay, here we go. Let's give this a whirl. I was trying to play this song here, King of the Scene. Ah, oh, look at that. It's working now. Okay, here we are. This is the spinoffs, and hold on. Let's try this again. There we go. CITR.
You seem a bit discouraged. Life's shit, so please have courage.
Decompose.
That was a band that I used to play all the time, especially back when that record came out back in 03 on Sub Pop. That is the Constantines. I love those guys. They're so good. Those guys are actually from Guelph, which is where I went to university. And I do believe they are hanging out in Toronto now. They did do sort of a reunion show. They went on tour like within the past year or so. As I believe the Constantines, which is kind of a big deal. And there you go. That was the Constantines with Young Lions. I love that song. Again, from the record Shine a Light. I saw them way back when at that place on, what was it called? Jeez. It was like two stories, sort of had like a state. I love that place. What was that place called? That's where I saw the Pointed Sticks do their reunion show as well. Back in like 07-ish. Oh, what was that place called? Richards. Was it Richards on Richards? That's what it was called. Oh, man, that place was awesome. All right. Enough reminiscing. My name is Anita B. And here I am at CITR. Now, before the Constantines, we heard a band out of Hamilton from their 1978 record, In Love With a System. That was the Forgotten Rebels. Yeah, you can't forget about those Rebels. The non-Forgotten Rebels. The song we heard is Fuck Me Dead. Such a good song. All right. So now before that, we heard, I played us a lot of songs, didn't I? Okay. Operation Makeout with the song Haircut from their record First Base. And then in there before that was the spinoffs with the song King of the Scene. Now the name of that record, I need to still look up. So we'll find that. The time is 7:09. It's 7:09. I'm here till 8:00. And what do I have for us? Oh, I've got the Repossessors. That's what I have here for us. The Repossessors is a band comprised of two guys. You've got CJ Brabant and you have the drummer. There you go. I forget his name. But we're going to hear something from, let's take a look. Let's hear something from this record. It's actually an EP. It's called Love Songs. They just did play at that Shakerama Festival. Like last weekend, unfortunately, or was it the weekend before? I couldn't make it for some reason. That's what it was. Maybe I was getting ready to pack or I was in the midst of prepping for all that. Anyways, this is like an old one. This one was released back in December of 2011, but let's take a listen. Let's hear the song Better Man. Sounds like a Pearl Jam song. Okay, hold on. Let's see that I'm good here. All right, here we are. This is from the EP Love Songs. This is the Repossessors on CITR. excuse me, 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thank you. Metal Nations Festival from July 23rd to 25th in Coquitlam. It's an annual festival of music, art, food, sports, and ideas celebrating Coast Salish territory. The three-day celebration includes two free live music stages featuring the Funk Hunters, DJ Headspin, Oz12, and more. Dozens more events listed online at www.allnationsfest.com.
That was awesome. That was the Steve Adamick Band. So amazing. Every time I hear Steve Adamick, I just love him and his band even more. That was the song Wait for Your Number from the record by Steve Adamick Band called Third. And let's see if I can figure out when that was released. Let's take a look here, folks. Well, I'm guessing it was Third in terms of he's put out a lot of stuff, his band. There's like at least 12 releases, of which, you know, a fair amount are 7 inches. Anyways, out of Ottawa, and just super talented. That was Steve Adamick Band. All right, now before that, what did we hear? Let me tell you. Tough Age. Yeah, that was new Tough Age. That record was just released like barely a month ago. Not even. It's called, the record itself is called I Get the Feeling Central. I Get the Feeling Central. Now, the name of that song was called I Get That Feeling Central. Go figure. So that is I Get That Feeling Central on Mint Records, of course. Yeah, awesome. Now, I just watched a funny little I didn't watch it, actually. I heard it through Facebook. It was posted on Facebook. Loren Smith, she's the lovely bass player from Tough Age, and she is also a regional manager, or at least a manager at the Gap. she's a head honcho at the Gap on Robson. And she was part of this sort of podcast interview thing, which is all about retail nightmares. And it was very funny, actually. She's quite a good storyteller. So, take a look. If you're friends with her on Facebook, you might get a kick out of it. All right, that was Tough Age, of course. Now, before that, we heard something from the two-piece band called The Repossessors. Now, CJ Brabant is actually going to be, I believe, let's hope, fingers crossed, him and our friend Shane Sharp are going to be, we're going to have a threesome. That's what's going to happen. It's going to happen on air, and it won't be the kind of threesome you might be thinking of. It's going to be at my next show, so hopefully, fingers crossed. No dicks crossed, sorry, none of that. But here at the station, so listen up, you'll hear myself, hopefully CJ and Shane. And I think it should be really, really good because I'm only okay at my show. Like, I'm pretty okay. But, I mean, CJ is a savant. He's so good at his music, his musical knowledge and taste, as is Shane Sharp. Shane is freaking sharp. Let me tell you, that guy wrote lists of songs with dates and lots of information, and he's got killer taste in music. Like, his musical tastes are very, like, kind of obscure and really just awesome. So I learned a lot from those guys. So I think next show, hopefully, tune in. It's going to be really, really good. I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, so there we go. Oh, hey, weather. Let's find out what is going on in our fair city. Let's see. We are looking at Vancouver. So, currently, right now, it just says, so the current weather has now gone away. Let me tell you. Current weather. Let's see if I refresh that. I won't be getting any current weather. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, 24 degrees. It is currently 24 degrees. It says here it's overcast, but I guess it depends on where you are in the city. I'm at the very edge, the very western end, which would be the endowment lands, the UBC territory. And it's kind of sunny out, but here it says it's overcast. It's 24, and it says right here, cloudy, currently with a few showers developing this evening. Well, there you go. That would be nice. Actually, overnight works for me. Now, Thursday is tomorrow already. Tomorrow's Thursday, July 16th already. Holy moly. The summer's starting to fly by, and I hate that feeling. Let's all grasp onto each little tiny strand of summer and hold on to it as long as we can, because this is my time to shine. No pun intended. I'm a teacher, so this is like my glory. These are my glory days. Tomorrow, it's a high of 21, mainly sunny. It shows a little bit of clouds, so that's okay. That's quite nice. Oh, and then we move into the weekend, folks. So Friday, a high of 24 with sheer sunshine. That's Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, look at this, highs of 27 and 26 with sunny skies. Woo, yes. Yes. Okay, good. I'm happy. There we go. Now, what do I have coming up for snacks? Oh, I know what I have for us. Needles and pins. That's what's coming up next. Okay, let's just make sure I'm all set up. Needles, pins. And let's hope I've got the song I'm looking for here. Let's go to, hold on. 1 second here, folks. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. I think this is what I'm looking for. Oh, yeah. So Shame Birds. That's the record we are going to be listening to. Yes. Yes. Needles and Pins. They are local. They are a three-piece. They're co-ed. So you've got Macy on drums and Tony and Adam on the other two instruments. Adam would be the lead singer. And they've been playing for a little while locally. They've crossed the country a few times. Probably the States is my best guess. They've got a lot of success. And now, FYI, Adam is also in another band which is equally as good called Poor Form. So check those guys out as well. I do believe they just played and I wanted to go check them out, but I think maybe I was moving. I think that's why I couldn't do it. I've seen them a couple times and they're awesome. So, but anyways, let's listen to my favorite song here by Needles and Pins. It is called Only Call Me When You're Drunk. The song's rad. And yeah, okay. My name, by the way, is Anita B. I don't know if I told you that. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is the space that contains Canadian music. So keep listening until 8 o'clock. Oh my, just over half an hour. And right now, let's listen here on CITR to Needles and Pins. Ow. Okay, we'll do this.
You only call me when you're drunk. After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Started. spinning around. Don't they know that the hours move slow? And I can't get started. And I can't get started. And I can't get started. And I can't get started.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I told you, baby, baby, that I'd be your slave. I didn't dig your grave, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. I wonder what you're doing every Saturday night. I'd love to hold you tight, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. With almost every guy that passes you by, but you won't talk to me. No, you won't talk to me. I'm running out of answers. Won't you throw me a line? Why won't you give me some time? Why won't you talk to me? Why won't you talk to me? Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. Yes, I'll be a lonely boy for one more night. Walk up and down the halls of school. Why the teachers always try to identify that golden rule. When you shuffle and shimmy on out the door. I've been rockin' and a-reelin', rockin' and a-reelin', rockin' and a-reelin', and I'm home, 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 home.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you so much for listening. I bet there's at least 2.5 of you. I bet. I don't know. 2.5 meaning 2 adults and a dog, maybe. So anyways, we just heard the song Lonely Boy from the King Con and Barbecue Show. Love those guys. They are just a two-piece. That's it, folks. A two-piece that makes so much noise. That you can find on their record called Invisible Girl. That one was released, oh, I don't know. I'm guessing a couple years ago. I'm not sure. I should not guess on air. Then before that, we heard something from another two-piece band, Handsome Furs. Handsome Furs came out of they were sort of the tail end of Wolf Parade. So it was sort of the one singer from Wolf Parade and his wife at the time. They were doing a two-piece deal. And they continued on after Wolf Parade ended, or sort of just stagnated, if you will. And then him and the wife have now since broken up. They're divorced. But anyways, we heard the song Cannot Get Started from their record Plague Park. And that was released back in 07 already. I can't believe that. Crazy. Okay, then we heard some Needles and Pins in there before that with the song. Love that song. That's such a good song. It's actually one of my favorite songs. The lyrics are great. Everything about it is just kind of perfect. And the tempo is kind of slowish, but it completely works. The drums are great. You Only Call Me When you're Drunk. Yes, You Only Call Me When You're Drunk. From their record Shamebirds, which was released just last year. There you go. That's Needles and Pins. The time is 7:41 already. Holy moly, 19 minutes, folks, until I am off air. And I'm trying to see what I have lined up first next. People have been coming in and chatting and doing whatever. And that means am I organized? Maybe not. Let's see. I may just play us a non-Canadian music. Sorry, a non-Canadian song. How about that? I'm going to play us some Briefs because I've been in a serious Briefs mood lately. So let's listen to the Briefs. Love these guys. They're out of Seattle. They were huge back in sort of, 15 or so years ago. You had Stevie Nicks and Stevie Kicks. Now, one of them was from Vancouver. I think it was Stevie Kicks was a Vancouverite. Now, actually, here's a little bit more trivia for you. Stevie Kicks was actually from Windsor. Yeah, he's a Windsorite, and he's around my age. We're actually, and how I don't know him is odd. I don't know. How is that the case? So anyways, there you go. So let's listen to these guys. Now I figure, you know what, here's the deal. I think we can do this. You know why? Because there is one Canadian in the band, and that's why we can listen to them, right? Okay, so the song I want to play us is... I was going to play as Poor and Weird, but I'm thinking Girl on the Block, that song. How's that song? Let's see if I can find it. Girl, let's see. She's Just a Girl on the Block. Girl on the Block. Let's see if I can find. This is what I'm looking for. Sorry, I had people coming in and out. She's Just a Girl on the Block. Okay. Hey, it's actually a cover song of the Zeros. Uh-huh. Look at that. Look at that. This whole time, I thought it was actually the Briefs. Huh. Okay. So actually, we're going to hear this song. Here we go. This is the Briefs covering Girl on the Block by the Zeros. Oh, good Lord. Okay. So let's see if I can get this going. The board's a little new, so I think if I'm a little off, please forgive me. Here we go. This is the Briefs, Girl on the Block, covering the Zeros. Hopefully it is. Yep. Here we go. This is CITR, folks.
Yeah. Tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, where we bring you the Community Living Show. A full hour is produced by the disabled community, showcasing for BC self-advocates with lots of interesting and fun content, including some interviews from special guests with special needs. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at citr.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR. And I got them too. Yeah, isn't it?
Like to congratulate Surrey's Ekamjeet Gooman, the recipient of this year's People's Choice Award for the World Cerebral Palsy Day Change the World in 1 Minute campaign, led by Cerebral Palsy Alliance. Cerebral palsy is a debilitating neuromotor condition that affects movement, muscle control, and balance, and occurs in one out of every 500 births. Ekamjeet, an SFU student who lives with cerebral palsy, proposed the idea of featuring models with the condition in advertising campaigns, which was voted the most popular idea by cerebral palsy associations all around the world. The Cerebral Palsy Association of British Columbia believes that such advertisements will provide much-needed public awareness for this condition, which is often misunderstood or misrecognized. By increasing public awareness, it hopes to see all who live with cerebral palsy participate fully in our community. For more information about the Cerebral Palsy Association of BC, which has supported the cerebral palsy community for over 60 years, please visit www.bccerebralpalsy.com. For more info about the World Cerebral Palsy Day, please visit...
minutes of my life, I'm not looking for no one, especially you. You're sexy enough for sex I can get anywhere. I know you're begging to cry and are scratching your eyes out. I'm sick of your lies and your kind, and especially you, especially you. Especially you, especially you. If love is an ocean, I'm lost on a river without a canoe. Don't bait me with sex, I'm a macro without any gills. Or when you suck down my tongue, I got bored of your forehead. You taste like a peach and I'm sick of especially you, especially you. Especially you, especially you, especially you, especially you, especially you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Wow, that's been a while since I've heard that song. Wow, from actually Lookout Records. Yeah, I haven't thought about Lookout in a while. So Lookout Records from California, from their 1995 record called Selling the Sizzle. Actually, it was a split release. It was Mint and Lookout, of course. The song was Especially You from The Smugglers. Wow, 1995, huh? Boy, oh boy. They were very young. Now, before that, we heard, speaking of young, Thrush Hermit. And sorry, that song got cut off. And we heard Sweet Home Wrecker from, or sorry, we heard this song On the Sneak. That's right. That was the one that the bass player sang, which was unusual. From the record Sweet Home Wrecker put out in 97, actually, on, what was that label called out of Hamilton? Sonic Onion, of course. Yeah. And then before that we heard, wow, I love that song. We heard the song Robert, I Found the Bridge. Yeah, you did. From their self-titled record, The Notes from Underground. That would be, Sean Mrazek singing that song. Sean Mrazek being one of the best drummers in the city. And he also is currently releasing music on, Kingfisher Blues. So he released a record, like a year and a half ago or so. And I believe he's just put out another 7-inch. So keep on the lookout for Sean Mrazek, the nicest guy as well, which is always a bonus, right? When music comes from nice people. Now, The Briefs we heard in there before that from a compilation, a Bomp Records compilation. He put The Bomp. That's the name of the comp. The comp is called He Put The Bomp. From Bomp Records. And anyways, this song, which I love, is actually a Zeros cover from The Briefs. It's called Girl on the Block. And you might go, well, your show, Anita, is Canadian music. And it is. But that's the only non-Canadian band. That would be The Briefs out of Seattle, which is close. And also one of the players, one of the members of The Briefs is a Vancouverite. So that's so one quarter Canadian. So I think that's good enough. Okay, so there we go. I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. Val Cormier is on in 4 minutes with her show, Folk Oasis. So tune in. She's here until 10. And so I'll be back in 2 weeks. And what can I tell you? Well, hopefully the weather stays nice and awesome. And there are some good shows coming up. Actually, tonight, as a matter of fact, The Spits, speaking of Seattle bands, that kind of remind me actually of The Briefs. They're playing with Nervous Talk. Actually, I should play some Nervous Talk right now. Maybe that's what I'll leave us with. I'm trying to remember where it's at. Can you guys get out of the way, please? Thanks. Sorry, my kids are just like, they're underfoot. They're still kind of little. And yeah, I'm going to leave us with Nervous Talk. Now, go find the show. I would like to go to that show, the Spitz show with Nervous Talk and some other band. But I'm busy being a mom tonight. That's my job. So let's see. Let me find us some Nervous Talk. They have a new album out, and it's awesome. And they are rad. They put on a really good show. And let's hear something from those guys. And after this song, we'll have Val on her show. So we're going to hear the song Different Person. This is maybe kind of their hit. My name's Anita B. again, and come listen to my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, in 2 more weeks. Blech. And until then, hey, you can always go to the CITR.ca website, and you can check out my podcast. You can always find it there, as all the shows. They're all there. So if you missed my show, if you like it, listen to it after the fact. It's there. It's there somewhere. All right, this is Nervous Talk on CITR. 101.9 FM, Vancouver.